Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll be honest with you. I've got a fever today. And, of course, the parallel would be I got a burning fever for liberty and freedom and decency and honor and fighting corruption and not being a slave. But I should be at the hacienda in bed today, you know, so I get over this. But watching Bush in his radio address, which is also an excuse to have a televised speech, which he never does, but he did do a few days ago, and then watching his speech last night, and then watching part of the press conference today, I just had to come in. And so we're here. It is Monday, the 19th day of December 2005, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Wayne Madsen, who worked the National Security Agency, his reporting has been just extremely accurate and real insight and great connections in the government. He lives in D.C., and he'll come on and tell you really about government spying and how long it's been going on and not this ridiculous propaganda that we've been hearing from Alberto Gonzalez and Bush and the rest of that gaggle of crooks. So I want to go over the three different speeches he's given in the last 3 days, one of them just ending a hour ago or so, and how he says it'll save our lives. And then he says the Patriot Act is the same as what we have with medical records and with laws with criminals, laws with drugs. And that's true and it's not true. Yes, they have laws where they just take your property, no drugs, no witnesses, no evidence, no indictment, no arrest. They just take everything you got, houses, cars. And, yeah, there are rules with taking people's children. No judge, no jury, no nothing. Just take them. And there are, I mean, there are lots of things government's been doing that are totally unconstitutional and criminal. That's like saying one arm's already been chopped off, so let's chop off the other two legs and the other arm. You know, since one's already been hacked off. But there's a lot of stuff in the Patriot Act that was not already on the books. I mean, the government's done lots of things that aren't constitutional or totally un-American, but that doesn't legitimize the latest salvos in this fight. But it is a lie to say that the Patriot Act is the same as the past outrages and the past abominations to our Bill of Rights and Constitution and our way of life. And I'm sorry, for somebody who researches this and really studies it, it's just almost comical how it's just all lies. It's just total and complete lies from start to finish, up one side and down the other. And people in intelligence agencies who are in counterterrorism or counterintelligence that try to study threats, they'll tell you that they get so into it, the wheels within wheels and the smoke screens and the different operations, that a lot of times they start thinking, you know, everything is a conspiracy. I don't do that. I've got their past track records. I've got their criminology. I've got their pathology, and so that's why we're able to predict with just amazing accuracy what's really going on. And I see something really dangerous in all of this. I think it's on purpose. This whole NSA business has been brought out by design. This whole business with the Patriot Act failing, I believe, we'd like to toot our own horn, but I believe this is being done by design. And I think it portends, I think it is clear evidence that we are going to see the terror attack. I think we're now into those waters, and I'll give you time frames and what I think is going to happen on the other side. But clearly, we are headed for the rocks in a big, big way, and hopefully what we're about to do when we get back will change that in some way. So stay with us, and we do have Wayne Madsen joining us in the third hour, and we're working on some other interesting guests today as well. We'll also have open phones, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The website's freshly updated for you multiple times daily, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. And don't ever forget MartialLaw911.info. Just an unbelievable site that one of our listeners put together that I'm so proud of. Be sure and check that out.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Later in this hour, I got clips of Bush in his speech last night, clips of his ridiculous press conference today, clips of Alberto Gonzalez and basically his entire crew making the rounds, lying through their teeth. It's constitutional. It keeps you safe. We're doing this so the terrorist won't get you. You better basically give all your liberties up to us. Give up liberty for freedom. As one lady in England said to us, she thought the police shooting an unarmed man who walked into the train reading a newspaper, she said giving up liberty would give her freedom. That's an oxymoron. That's a 1984-esque statement. But let me just, on the record today, try to calmly go over what's really happening right now. Number one, we have Bush running around telling us that the terrorists are going to get us if we don't reauthorize the USA Patriot Act. And out of the different scenarios that I saw developing 3 years ago, when the reauthorization of the Patriot Act began to heat up, because even then they were trying to expand it and pass Patriot Act 2, remember? Because it had a 5-year sunset. Well, they had already implemented Patriot Act 2, despite the fact they never even passed it. They're doing everything that's in Patriot Act 2 without even having a law, and Bush just claims he can do it through executive fiat. So understand, they were doing everything they're doing in the Patriot Act long before they ever passed the Patriot Act. And they've been doing everything that's in Patriot Act 2 since they signed Patriot Act 1, on the record. So all of this talk about how if it expires, they're not going to be able to keep us safe and the terrorists are going to get us is just a political football. Now remember that Bush has been Bush has been running around telling us that all he wants to do is keep us safe. And then so we've got to reauthorize this Patriot Act if he's going to be able to keep us safe from evil Al-Qaeda. So that's an important thing to just keep in mind, that by its very nature is terrorism. Terrorism in the encyclopedia, terrorism in the dictionary, has several different definitions, but they're basically all the same thing, and it is to threaten force or use force to coerce a civilian population or a government into accepting your aims. And so 3 years ago, one of many times he did this, when the Vice President, Dick Cheney, got up on Meet the Press and said, if you continue to investigate 9/11 and our supposed failure, you're ensuring Al-Qaeda will strike and it's going to be nuclear. So shut up, stop investigating us, or Al-Qaeda will strike. We've heard this over and over and over again. If you question anything they do or anything they say, the terrorists are going to get you. That, by its very nature, is terrorism. Then you look at who's behind the terrorism, and in case after case, time after time, it is criminal elements inside the military-industrial complex, bought and paid for by the big global central banks that openly run our country and 90-plus percent of the world. And any nation that they don't like, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, I'm not defending those nations, has one thing in common. They're sovereign. They don't have one of the big private central banks controlling them. They're not under New World Order control, or not under enough control. And so we're in the middle of a global government forming around us. We're being enslaved. And the average American thinks, oh, no, we got attacked by some Arabs, and we're over there fighting them in Iraq, which couldn't be further from reality. Iraq is meant to be a failure. It's meant to make the globalists over $1 trillion in the next 5 years at least. Already made them, what, $400 billion over there? Weapon sales, contractions in oil. And it's about being able to neutralize political dissent here in the United States. And if I seem a little slow today, folks, I got a fever and I'm sick right now. I just came in today because there's so much to talk about, and I feel a little bit dumbfounded with this pressure in my head, but I'm telling you, I'm just telling you that so people say I sound a little bit different today. You won't think I've been drinking Budweiser. But at the same time, please don't call in with all the cures, and please don't call in and tell me hang in there, and please don't call in and tell me what a great job I'm doing. Just please, please, please. I can't stand it. I didn't come on just now and tell you that I got a cold, so I get your sympathy. I told you that because I know I sound a little punch drunk here. It's just because I got a really bad headache and a lot of pressure in my sinus and running a fever, and I'm so angry about Bush and the rest of these criminals that I'm trying to in a half decent way articulate what's going on. You don't have to call in and thank me and worship me and tell me how great I am. I'm not a neocon talk show host. You know, they've got it set up in this country where you call into these shows and you got to step and fetch it. You got to beg. You got to plead. You got to call in. You got to grovel and tell them how great they are for a minute and a half before they even get you on the air. Then once you get on air, you got to tell them what a great job they're doing and how brave they are and how smart they are. And then you get on and into your issues. And if you call in with a real point to make, they'll never let you on. And so you have to lie and act like a neocon or act like a stupid liberal to be able to get on. And so that's just the situation we're facing. So please don't ever compare me to those other shows or those other ones where they all fakely thank you for your call and tell you how great you are every call, even if it's not a good call. That's just a side issue. It's just over the decade plus doing a talk show, I just it's become a real serious burr under the saddle. And I don't know. It just comes down to that. Okay. You know, I'm here looking at all this and just how to analyze all the lies. You know, that's the problem. I could spend all day on just one lie. And there's so many lies. And I want to do a better job. And I want to write more articles. And I want to warn people better. And I want to break down the propaganda better. And I want to be able to attempt to educate people and get people informed, because we're losing our country. We're having a classical police state set up that should scare everybody. And I just think about all the sycophants and people out there who have trained themselves over the years how to basically make excuses for all the corruption that's going on and decide somehow that it's all good. And if you want to do that, fine. I mean, if you think the National Security Agency and the Pentagon spying on people is what America's all about, then okay. If you want to swallow that poison pill with the sugar coating of it's to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, which is Al-Qaeda, so be it. And if you really want to believe that the spying began after 9/11, you got another thing coming. That spying was going on, and every time the NSA or Defense Intelligence actually found out something was going on, they threatened to arrest the FBI or military people who were trying to stop Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda, we've conclusively proved, were U.S. government agents taking part in live-action drills. No debate. It's confirmed. So there's that foundation right there. The whole thing's a fraud to begin with. Then I hear this baloney out of Bush's speech about how they're not using the Patriot Act against U.S. citizens. Toy store owners getting visits from Homeland Security, and they say she asks, why are you here? I'm a tiny toy store in St. Helen, Oregon, 1,200 square feet. Well, these magic cubes you're selling, these may have a patent on them. And she goes, no, I bought them from a big toy store supplier. Why don't you call them? And then they told her, don't tell anybody we were here. We can arrest you as a terrorist under this section of the Patriot Act. She doesn't listen to them. She calls the toy manufacturer. She calls the news. The Associated Press calls and finds out that the Magic Cube, the knockoff of the Rubik's Cube, has been sold for, 4 years before she got the visit in 2003. And we had her on the air, and we read the AP report. Now, that literally is about one out of several hundred. I have two articles today where they're using the Patriot Act to send the military to schools to spy on parents, where they're sending... Let me just dig them out right here. Hear me find them. They're here in the stack. Where is my article? Got the big Bush stack on top of it. Here, Homeland Security. This is out of the Standard Times. Homeland Security visits student who requested mounts a tongue book. And the student was openly writing an article for his teacher. They were told to write an article about communism and fascism. And so what do? You go get the red book to do that. I've read the red book before. I use it as toilet paper. Oh, that'll get me banned in those Chinese classrooms they're listing right now. But a senior at UMass Dartmouth was visited by federal agents 2 months ago after he requested a copy of Mao Zedong's tome on communism called The Little Red Book. Two history professors at UMass Dartmouth, Brian Glenn Williams and Robert Portbride, said the student had told them he requested the book through the UMass Dartmouth Library Interlibrary Loan Program. The student, who is completing a research paper on communism for Professor Portbrad's class on fascism and totalitarianism. Imagine you're taking a class on fascism and totalitarianism, and you check out. I read Mein Kampf. I remember when I bought Mein Kampf for like $12 or something back when I was in college. No, I was a senior in high school. I was visiting my cousin down in San Antonio, and I went to the B. Dalton Books. And I walked up, and I had this big orange Mein Kampf, my struggle, and the guy freaked out behind the counter. He thought he had a Nazi on his hands. You people are as dumb as dirt. I'm talking about those type of individuals. I mean, just because you read something I've got the Satanic Bible. Does that mean I'm a Satanist? Absolutely not. Well, it's pointless. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Chronicle of them. I could write a 1,000-page book just on the lies of the weekend. But I have this report here. I have more than two cases today of them using the Patriot Act, using Homeland Security against citizens. Imagine you are a student. Imagine you are at a college imagine you're taking a political science class on fascism and totalitarianism, and they told the students, it's here in the article, I'm going to get some of these professors on, to go get those books. And so it says, although the Standard Times knows the name of the student, he is not coming forward because he fears repercussions should his name become public. He has not spoken to the Standard Times. And they ask a comment on the report. President Bush had authorized the National Security Agency to spy on as many as 500 people at any given time, since '02 in this country, the eavesdropping was apparently done without warrants. The Little Red Book is a collection of quotations and speeches and excerpts from Chinese leader Mao Zedong. And then it just goes into how Homeland Security visited him to ask him if he was a terrorist, and then they told the paper that it was because he checked out this book. Now, folks, they do that on purpose. They visited a whole bunch of people that have checked out pretty innocuous stuff at the library. That's why there's so many wrinkles to this. I know that Bush is on television talking about spying on you for your own good, and that they're in the newspaper every week admitting that they go look at what you read at the library. All of this is done to create a chilling effect. All of this is done to normalize absolute despotism and an Orwellian police state, and then to equate it with keeping you safe. I mean, I listened to Bush's press conference this morning while I was getting ready for the radio show, and it was just, he probably said, I mean, count it up for yourself, in an hour press conference, he had to say, keep you safe, Al-Qaeda is very dangerous, keep you safe, we're in danger, keep you safe, I want to protect you, I care about you, oh, I think about you. He must have said that, he must have said, keep you safe, keep us safe, 60 times, I mean, probably more than that. I mean, he can give a 10-minute speech and it'll have the word liberty and freedom 30-something times and terrorist 50 times. I mean, it's a joke. Remember in my film Martial Law, I took clips of Bush and a few other speeches where they say, terrorist, 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 we're in danger, terrorist. And people would email me and say, did you repeat any of those? Because it looked like you didn't repeat any of them. No. We had like, I took 2 days of the convention and took every time they said terrorist, every time they said danger, and it was over a half hour. We just put 3 minutes of it in there. So no, it's the opposite. We didn't repeat any of what they said. We actually didn't put everything Giuliani said. The only speech we got close to showing every time they said terrorist was Giuliani. And we still didn't show all of what he said. I mean, it would have been 30 minutes plus of the film, just terrorist, 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 terrorist. I mean, in one speech, they'd say terrorist 50-something times. Just drilling it into your head. The terrorists are going to get you. You are in danger if you do not let us run your life. And then I just want to point out that every time the NSA or Defense Intelligence did get on the heels of one of the terrorists, they were told to back off. Now, that's on record because this was part of a, quote, government operation. And I also want to point out what came out last week, what we told you about years ago. I mean, I don't have to tell you about it, about some news article. I've had it happen to me. Long before 9/11, folks, I had troops on top buildings videotaping me. And we've got video of it. We put it on the sites and shown it. I mean, I've been in downtown Austin at a pro-Second Amendment rally, and there's U.S. Army in fatigues up on top of the building. Because their main mission is taking your guns, buddy. And believe me, a lot of these troops will follow orders and will come get your guns. They've been given questionnaires. They've been asked if they'll do it. So I pray that Paul Watson or his brother will write a big article on this. I told him to tune in during the first hour. What we do is I kind of throw out my ideas. They listen to them. They put in their own information, and we write articles. If not, I'm going to have to write a big article about this. And, you know, the headline would be, they've always spied on us. And then the subheadline would be, environmental groups, Second Amendment groups, property rights groups, you've all had the Pentagon spy on you. And so what? We're the good guys. Let them spy on us. I'm not ashamed. In fact, something happens. They like to limit spying on people like me because I convert them. I convert the people that listen to this show. They go research what I'm saying. They find out it's all true, and they're on our side. Most of these people live in a little bubble. I pop those bubbles. We're the good guys.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
By the way, just a program note for all of the listeners out there. You know, we go out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and the satellite, but also the Internet. And we have Internet listeners all over the world, and one of the main servers that the Genesis Network streams on has been overtaxed and overloaded because of the tens of thousands of people per hour trying to hit it. So I have added three separate streams. One is, 1,700? And then another is 500, and another is 500. And those are on Infowars.com right now. And I get your emails, hundreds of them every day. Hey, your Internet's cutting in and out. Well, folks, we've, since last week, have provided you with huge backup streams, and then the network this week is adding a whole nother server on top of it with even more streams. So basically, if you go to Infowars.com, there are the network streams, but then there are all of my own streams that I'm paying for, that I'm supplying, because, you know, we will not be stopped here. And it's a good problem to have, more and more people wanting to come and overloading us. So if you go to Infowars.com right now, The original streams up there at the top have been replaced with my streams. And then if you click on that page and go to the subpage, there's a bunch of other streams. And there are a lot of other streams out there on the web that feed off of us. The problem is they've been feeding off the network. I guess they call them clusters. They go get a stream from the network, then they duplicate it. But they've been having problems because the mothership streams have been not cutting out a lot. You know, during my show, no problems during other broadcasts. But during my show, because of the phenomenal listenership, it's been laboring and sputtering, and I'd say we're down about 20 minutes every 3 hours. Every day, maybe a 10-minute outage and a 2-minute outage and a 4-minute outage, another 2-minute outage, and it's around 20 minutes every day. So I've just added a bunch of my own streams, and they're all there at InfoWars.com. So seriously, move over to those streams. Move over to those streams right now so you can listen to the show. It's my dime. Enjoy it. I want you to get the information. I want you to have it. Those streams are there for you. And the network, and we're going to keep those streams up after the network even puts up more streams, which will be in the next few days, and then we're going to have those streams as well. We'll just have a giant page of streams, a giant page of links for you with big, gigantic, fire hoses of information right there for you. I'm honored and blessed that so many of you want to listen to the show. You know, routinely, out of 3,500 networks and radio shows around the country, our streams, my streams, are number one on Shoutcast. I mean, let's say the network's got five streams. One of our streams is number one, then one of the other streams is number four, and then another stream is number 10, and another stream is, you know, in the ratings. If you combine all of our streams, we're always number one. In fact, one of our streams is almost always number one by itself, but now we're adding all these other streams. I think I've said that about 14 times, but last week I reported to everyone that I had put up my own streams, and most of you didn't use them for some reason. You were accustomed to using the stream you had been using, and then you still complain, though, when that stream doesn't work, which I understand it's frustrating. Maybe you didn't get the memo, but here it is. We have added mucho grande streams. We have added a plethora, a cornucopia, a flotilla, a squadron, a centurion of streams there for you. Mega, mega streams. That is obnoxious. I know it is. All right. Look, I know we've got calls rolling in here, and we will get to your calls. Jason in Phoenix and Eric in California and many others, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. But I need to play some clips of the lies that have been vomited forth by these big government anti-gun, anti-constitution promoting pimps that have fooled the general public into believing they're conservative. By the way, the Democrats are working with them hungrily. I believe in my guts they're letting the Patriot Act fail for now so that when they carry out a terror attack, they can say, see, it's your fault. You kept us from keeping you safe. Now we don't ever want to hear any of you criticize police state legislation we pass. And I've heard neocons, who've definitely gotten the memo, bragging, you just wait till there's another attack, you liberals. You're going in forced labor camps. You go ahead and beat the Patriot Act, and then when something happens, it's going to be your fault. You see, why do they need that to happen? Because if the globalists carry out another terror attack right now, people say, hey, you had these powers, and it caused an attack to take place. And then their argument will be, yeah, see, we need even more power. Which that will probably still work for them. But what will really work is if for a few months they can say, oh, we don't have this power. Oh, we're blind. There's nothing we can do. And then the city gets hit by a nuke, by an A-bomb. Or then the deadly biological gets released. And Rumsfeld, don't worry, we'll have the cure for you at $500 per pill, of course. And no one will put two and two together. Just like with the anthrax, publicly sent by the White House now, that's official, but let's just ignore it. And so this is for all the marbles. You see, the economy's in trouble, all this stuff's happening, this New World Order agenda is almost complete, but right here at the end, they're getting a lot of resistance from all over the planet. They need to really bully us into submission. And so I see them letting this Patriot Act fail, because the Senate is always more evil than the House, always more conniving, always more political, more controlled by the globalists. And so the House of Representatives right now, you know, they passed it no problem. The Senate has passed it before and sent it back down to conference, but it's failed in the House. Now, magically, it passes in the House, but it can't pass in the Senate. And that wasn't just in a filibuster, that was in a vote. And it'd be easy to say, oh, that was our phone calls. Our phone calls caused that to happen. No, I see right through this ruse. You're not going to fool me. It just fits the MO. And right on time, somebody leaks that Bush is spying on you. But it's a limited leak about spying on international phone calls. There were best-selling books off declassified NSA documents written in the mid-90s where they admit that millions of us a day have roving NSA keyword software listening. I mean, that's declassified. See, ooh, the New York Times broke it. Newsweek broke it. The Washington Post has broke it that there's a thing called the NSA, the National Security Agency, and they listened to some people because Bush wanted to stop terrorists because he really cared about you. And then, see, he gets to then go out and grandstand and, oh, he's in trouble. He's down, but, oh, he did it to keep us safe. Oh, well, I guess the NSA spying on me is okay if it's to stop Al-Qaeda. That's because they're getting ready to use it publicly on a daily basis. Now they've got to announce their use of it. That's all this is. This is their coming out. And it's Bush's job, it's Clinton's job, it's Hillary's job, it's Ronald Reagan's job to come out and get blamed and take the heat and fall on their swords. And then, like a phoenix, the New World Order media regenerates them the next day. And, oh, they did it for your own good. You know, they have the big dove, Colin Powell. He's against the war, but on the day of the war, actually, I'm for the war. I was wrong. I've seen. Oh, he's the guy who was against it. We can believe him. And then now he's back defending Bush over the weekend. Oh, we really thought that intelligence was real. It wasn't, but we thought it was, and Saddam was still a threat. So, see, even the guy that blew the whistle, he still agrees with Bush. You see, they create these false debates. They're using psychology, con man psychology on you. Good cop, bad cop. They know there has to be a theater, a synthesis, a gladiatorial event to divert you and to distract you and to make you think that there's some type of division of power up there, to make you think there's a revolution going on so you won't get involved in a real revolution to bring America back from the brink. And then it just gets ridiculous. Gonzalez saying that he's doing this to keep us safe and that it just signals intelligence. There has never been a bar on the National Security Agency, or what I call the Echelon Group, which is England, the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, those five countries, spying on. What happens is the U.S. spies on England, New Zealand, Australia, Canada for them. Then they all spy on us, and we have officers on loan in their echelon offices listening to our phone calls. Now, this has all been public. This has been public for 15 years. This is admitted. And then that's all relayed back as signals intelligence. So what Gonzalez is saying in a sick way is true. But it's always been going on. And then in turn, those countries all have laws against being spied on by their own government. So they have the U.S. do it. Which then gets into the old system of how Stalin would send people from the east to the west or from the north to the south. You never let soldiers from their own area abuse their own people, at least in the beginning of a tyranny. So they have foreigners spying on us. Oh, great, even worse. You see, but now they're getting rid of even that convention. And so see, this is the global government, folks. I mean, we have Head Start. In England, it's called Secure Start. In Australia, it's called Good Start. We even have the same education programs, the same names of the drugs, the same names of government agencies. When a program comes out here, the exact same program with maybe the same name or a little different comes out there. It's all run by the bureaucracies, by the big private banks. We have a global government. And it's these five countries teamed up together that are really owned by Europe. And they use us as their little bullies to go around spying and attacking and killing everybody. And now the globalists went and they cooked up a bunch of Arab terrorists. Brzezinski even brags about it back in the 70s. And then now they get to use them for whatever operation they want. And we sit here at the point of the sword. Let's go ahead and play Alberto Gonzalez on MSNBC. Here he is being questioned about the spying, and he just tells us it's absolutely wonderful and it's no big deal. Now, again, we all knew this was already happening. There'll be Pulitzer Prizes for the New York Times how they broke the news. They're government ops. Broke the news. They break it in a whitewashed manner to actually sell it to you. See, now they're really getting ready to really expand it. So now it's the coming out. Coming out. It's like the New York Times writes an article that they discovered the sun. What's that big, big orange thing that comes up in the morning? Well, the New York Times has discovered it. We're absolutely incredible. Then they put their spin on it and tell us it's a big egg frying up in the sky. Whereas on this show, we tell you it's a giant ball of gas. Burning, and then we orbit it. No. They'll tell you they discovered the sun, and then they'll tell you it's a big egg frying in the sky. Well, that's what they're doing on this whole NSA thing and the Patriot Act thing, and it's not being used against U.S. citizens. It's used to keep you safe. You get a used car. You get a bank account. Everything you do, when they go interrogate your kid because his high school class is taking photos of architecture for their photography class, And the FBI knows why they're doing that. The guys doing it don't. But when they give them an order nationwide to go harass high schoolers and college students, it's to set the precedent that, well, these agents go around questioning people. They go question toy store owners. Because if you can go question a toy store owner over a Rubik's Cube, then you can question them over anything. If you can go arrest people at a topless bar over a $4,000 payoff to get zoning for more parking spaces, then baby, you can use the Patriot Act on anything. You see how they do this? Just they're evil. And they're smart creatures, too. Let's go ahead and roll Gonzalez.
Does the president have to avoid the normal process of obtaining court-approved search warrants before eavesdropping is conducted?
Katie, we believe the president has an inherent authority as commander-in-chief under the Constitution to engage in signal intelligence of our enemy. But we also believe that the president has the authority under the authorization to use military force, which was passed by the Congress just days after the attacks of 9/11. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act does require a court order to engage in the kind of electronic surveillance the president talked about on Saturday, except as otherwise authorized by statute. We believe that authorization to use military force constitutes that statute, which does give permission for the President of the United States to engage in this kind of very limited, targeted electronic surveillance against our enemies.
Well, apparently some members of Congress disagree with you because there's been an outcry even in the President's own party about this. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Arlen Specter are calling for hearings on this. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Russell Feingold, we'll hear from him momentarily this morning.
All right, let's just stop it right there. Maybe later we'll play the second part of the clip. But this is the guy who wrote memos. We have copies of four of them. They're on Infowars.com right now, where he actually says Bush is the source of all law, where he actually says that Bush is the law, and that if they can kill people, torture them to death, and just don't call it torture, it's okay. Where he describes pulling fingernails out, where he describes tabling, sticking your head in the bucket. All of this, just Joseph Mengele, you know, the Nazis, folks, would not put stuff down on paper. They were smart enough not to do that. They hid it. They were ashamed of it. Not America, baby. We've hit new lows. And Gonzalez said he vehemently believes in more gun control. He wants an assault weapons ban. He wants many types of ammo banned. They've doubled the size of the BATF, and man, I've actually been called a liberal because I've actually heard neocons calling and go, maybe we should have some gun control. You see, if they say it's conservative, it is. This guy's a member of MECHA, a Mexican supremacist group. They love it. Conservatives love it. You're scum. That's why. You're scum. I'm talking about the so-called conservatives that aren't really conservatives who just think killing this country's cute. Well, let me just tell you something. It isn't cute. And now the neocons will get up and go, well, I don't like spying on the American people, but I tell you, 3,000 people died, and I just can't. You're going to hear this all day, all week. We just got to save those. Some kids died in those buildings. I even heard it this morning. I don't even know what to say anymore to this. They've been spying on us forever. The military has been spying on us forever. Forever. They have never stopped. They have tried to create the cadres that will follow the orders to confiscate our guns. I've been to the urban warfare training drills where they're training to take your guns. And listen, they're not going to start you off with the military's trained to take your guns and break your family up and put you in forced labor camps. They're not going to start you out with that. They're going to start you out with this, oh, we need the Patriot Act to keep you safe. Oh, we need the Army to watch you. We need the Army to come out to your local Greenpeace rally. We need the Army to come out to your local land rights group, conservative, liberal. We need to. Well, it's okay. They spy on both parties. Well, we're authorized by this war powers. You see, did you hear Gonzalez? That's Admiralty. That's the 33 War Powers Act. No, you're not authorized to declare yourself dictator. You're not authorized to say you can torture people to death. You piece of trash, you scumbag.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Coming up in the third hour, I've got Wayne Madsen, who worked the National Security Agency, coming on the show. And he said last time he was on that when he was there in the 80s and early 90s, if he would have seen the type of stuff our government's doing, he would have thought a fifth column had taken it over and was trying to destroy it and trying to make us look bad and trying to loot the economy. Do you understand that George Bush has spent more money than all other presidents combined? and only a tiny fraction of that. Some people go, well, that's to fight terrorists. No, no, no. About 10% of all that is the stupid war. I mean, he's taken every big government agency and ballooning them. Doubling is the average. That's not true. A year ago, for the first 4 years, it was a doubling. Now he's trying to even outpace that trend even more than a doubling. I mean, it's just the end of the country. And I demand, you know, I went to a local real estate lawyer, and I was in his office, and I was needing to do something for me. And he's like, Alex Jones, you know, I didn't realize when I agreed to have you in here, you know, basically who you are. But but now I realize that I got to go. The guy wouldn't even render me service. And then it turns out, of course, he's a military guy and all this. He sees me as a traitor. Just, you know, people on the street, quiet people like that, who will do anything. Folks, if the government tells them to line you and your kids up and shoot you, they'll do it, okay? It'll be to fight Al-Qaeda. Do you understand that? They're never going to wake up to the fact the government's been taken over. They're never going to wake up to the fact that it's a new world order. They're never going to wake up to any of this. Bush could sprout horns and big black fangs and start vomiting acid and scream, I am King Kong, Satan incarnate. And they would bow down and worship him. I mean, they just do not. It's like people that worship Bill Clinton. You weren't going to get through to them. You can't get through to them. There's no getting through to them. I know we got loaded phone lines and all these great callers. I didn't make 10% of the points, 5% of the points I wanted to make watching these speeches. It just makes my blood boil. It's all twisted, baloney propaganda written up by propagandists. It's that simple. They're just announcing to you that the military is going to watch you and run your life. Oh, and by the way, we're going to have TSA teams on all the major roads and highways shaking you down and demanding to see your IDs. Your whole life will be like the airport now. Oh, and by the way, we need to get rid of Posse Comitatus and have troops fighting terrorists and crime. Oh, we need local neighborhood watch under the Pentagon's control fighting terrorists. Oh, there's no terrorists. Well, we need you to fight crime then. Crime funds the terrorists. Oh, here, let's build some more prisons. Here, let's build more prisons everywhere. Oh, here, let's go send the military out to question all the college students and the FBI out and Homeland Security out. Oh, a doctor called and complained at the VA about bad treatment. He didn't threaten anybody, but still calling is terrorism, so we're arresting him. They actually said that in the Quad City Times. Well, he didn't threaten anybody. Dr. Tennant didn't threaten anybody, but he called too much, and so we're arresting him and charging him as a terrorist. Quad City Times. You see, and then Bush gets up there on TV. We're not using this against anybody. We're not. This is to fight terrorists. This is the, I mean, and then out in the open every day, I've got them going to people that check out books at libraries, people that are selling toys, people, topless bars, pot dealers, homeless people sleeping on the side of the road. I mean, just, I'm swimming in it. I've had troops following me around taking pictures of me. I've got video of it. I've confronted them. I put it on the website. I have troops training to take your guns and break your family up. I made a film 6 years ago. It's called Police State 2000. I've been there. I've seen them. They're training to come for us. And all they're doing is conditioning us to use them against us. They've got to broach it. They've got to bring it out. And that's what they're doing right now. They're broaching it. We'll come back and take calls. I'm really angry now.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.